Nearly two dozen states have laws making it illegal to discriminate against LGBTQ people in employment, housing, and public accommodations. Missouri and Kansas are not among them, which is one reason advocates seek those protections at the local level. As KCUR's Michelle Tyrene Johnson reports, those efforts are now underway in Mission and Prairie Village.
Near Knoll Avenue in Prairie Village, Caitlin Vaughn lives in a charming, tree-lined neighborhood with a wife named Sarah and their cat and dog. Vaughn just wants the same legal rights as their neighbors.
A lot of people think that because gay marriage has passed, you know, that's it, everything's the way that it should be, but that's not true. LGBTQ people can be discriminated against in housing and in employment.
Vaughn said they made it a priority to go to City Hall 3 weeks ago when Prairie Village City Council members were scheduled to listen to public opinion on a proposed measure to protect the LGBTQ community from discrimination. Six council members didn't attend that meeting, so it was canceled. It's been rescheduled for October 15th, and Vaughn plans to be there again. Tucker Poling is the Prairie Village council member who introduced the ordinance.
There's a gap in the law that leaves gay and transgendered people in Prairie Village without the same protections that most of us take for granted in terms of being discriminated against based on who we are or who we love.
Polling said Americans are getting more accepting of gay and transgender people.
And so I think the community, in terms of the residents in Prairie Village, I think overwhelmingly support this.
Over in Mission, council member Sally Flora says the same holds true for her community. She says she was inspired to begin discussing a non-discrimination ordinance in Mission after actions by the Kansas legislature earlier this year. In May, Governor Jeff Collier signed a bill allowing faith-based foster and adoption agencies to refuse to place children with same-sex couples.
Trying to count on state or federal protections in this area isn't working, and so I think that's why you see different municipalities looking at it now.
About 225 cities around the country offer such legal protections. Kansas City, Missouri passed its law in the early 1990s. Vaughn, the Prairie Village homeowner, says those protections make a difference even when there doesn't appear to be overt discrimination.
I love living here, and I hope my community supports me in the same way I'm supportive of my community.
Other municipalities in the KC metro area have tackled this issue with varying degrees of controversy. Roland Park passed a non-discrimination ordinance in 2014 after several months of contentious debate. Wyandotte County passed one in June with no obvious opposition. Brett Hadle of the LGBTQ rights organization Equality Kansas says each community is different.
And every city has a different municipal code. So it's not you can't really take a cookie cutter approach to this. So what worked in Wyandotte County may not work in Prairie Village, but the concept is the same. So as long as we're capturing the right definitions and making sure it's as inclusive as possible.
Eric Tietzel, president of Family Policy Alliance of Kansas, a faith-based advocacy organization, says his group plans to mobilize against Prairie Village and other municipalities. Tietzel says people shouldn't have to choose between their religious beliefs and the law.
Our position is that it's not about a person's sexual orientation or gender identity. It's about asking someone to be coerced into affirming something or approving of something that their sincerely held religious belief tells them is not to be approved.
Despite the opposition, Hadle says he is still hopeful.
I believe the conversation nationally has changed since 2014. I believe we're at a much more accepting place with LGBT rights, Q rights.
In the weeks ahead, Prairie Village and Mission will test that theory. For KCUR 89.3, I'm Michelle Tyrene Johnson.